This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stack! Big Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown. Oh, my goodness.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell, brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. Huge news today with Matt Ryan. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man.
And a lot of people, you're saying that to themselves. Hey, man. What? Yes, Matt Ryan's deal is done, Mike Bell. We now have word from our owner, Arthur Blank, which we'll talk about in a minute. But if you are just joining us, it is a five-year extension worth $100 million guaranteed per Chris Mortensen, who was the first reporter. I want to give Chris a little credit for this, but I kind of want to open up the phone lines as this Falcon reporter be a little bit different, guys. Usually we're talking about things and chopping up things, but I want to get your feeling on this. And whether you feel like, man, well-deserved and, you know, fine. Maybe you're the opposite of that based on the results that have happened with our football team. Now, some people say, Mike, it's not all Matt's fault, and it's not. But I will say this. It's the one position on the field that has the most – that can have the most – influence in making a difference in winning and losing. You turn it over, you're probably going to lose. You throw touchdowns, you're probably going to win. The quarterback, it's a quarterback league, and we talk about it all the time. So I don't want to hear what you guys are thinking today as we hear this news.
Yep, we've talked about this a lot as we've been waiting, and we're hoping that it was going to get done before free agency began. But again, not really knowing what the Falcon plan was, if they were going to be that big spenders anyway, and the only way they could have is if Matt's deal was in place and then it was guaranteed money that would have lessened his cap hit. Matt becomes a it's a five-year, $30 million a year, as Carl mentioned, with $100 million guaranteed. So Matt becomes the first $30 million quarterback. Aaron Rodgers will be the next. Matthew Stafford's contract kind of set it all. Of course, people immediately freaked out when they saw the Kirk Cousins deal and, of course, the Andy Garoppolo contract. So you knew Matt was going to make more than that. But this is basically taking a percent or two more than what Matthew Stafford got a couple years ago, also repped by Matt's agent. Matt's a good friend of Matthew Stafford, Tom Condon. So Matt gets his deal. You know what my dad used to say? You know people think is a rich guy? A guy with a dollar more than you, you know? So, I mean, let's not player hate. This is what the market will bear. Actors with talent, some with not a lot of talent, make a lot of money. Guy makes a record you might not listen to, sells a million copies, he's making boatload of coin. So it's all relative. If a guy can do a job and 99.9% of the population can't, he's going to get $30 million
well,
a year.
Well, listen, I do agree with you because we don't talk about the big CEOs and the execs of oil companies and what they pull in. Or, you know, you never come on and talk to your friend about what the president at IBM is making. Right. I get it. But sports is different. And I just brought up the Avengers movie, which I went and saw and I'll probably go see again. Tell me what those actors got. You don't care. And they probably got close to $20 million per. And it, you know, everybody's in it. But the fact of the matter is when it comes to our quarterback and sports and how passionate we are about our football team, and when it comes to the fact that we're close and we didn't finish the deal, it looks and feels a little bit different than what everybody else is doing elsewhere, whether it's movie actors or CEOs. So I do agree with you, Mike. There is an element of this where you go, it's kind of what the market bears. I've said it time and time again. You drive in 100 runs and you hit 30 home runs as a first baseman, you're going to make $100 million in Major League Baseball. It's what it is. But when it's your quarterback, it feels a little different. And that's why I think people are like, okay. Now, for me, and I'm going to speak for myself, and I don't know how you feel about this, Matt is the best quarterback in this franchise's history. He is, in essence, a franchise guy. You drafted him. You've been to the playoffs, what, six times now? To one Super Bowl. If you told me when Matt was drafted, by the way, you'll go to a Super Bowl and he'll be the MVP before this thing is done, you went, he's already accomplished it. Now, we didn't win it, but we got there. We had a shot.
So and you for played me, two NFC championships.
Absolutely. So for me, when you look at all the things that he's accomplished, this is why I don't think being critical of this deal or telling us how you feel is player hating. It's simply maybe some people aren't as sold as others, But he is by far the best quarterback in franchise history.
I don't get hung up on the money because it ain't my money. Now, Carl and I were personal seat license holders. We're season ticket holders. So as we hear from a caller last hour, we all chip in our little part to help out pay Matt's deal. But think about this. Paul Millsap in this last basketball season,
yeah,
he made $31.2 million.
Busta.
So
what did he do?
Well, that's it. A guy you wouldn't count on to take the winning shot. A guy that can't put a bunny back with his life on the line. And he made more money than Matt Ryan. So it's all relative. It's the unreality of sports in 2018. Now, the question I have now is there extra added pressure? Carl and I got into a bit of a debate earlier. This is a one-newspaper town. With all due respect to our buddies at Wright, there's not a lot of edge on a regular basis here about guys not bringing home the bacon. And even amongst our fans, no one could agree who was to blame for our offensive shortcomings last year. Offensive line, play calling, wide receivers with their 13 drops, you know, between Julio and Sanu. So, Matt, I mean, for the most part, I don't think there's any more pressure on him because this is not a pressure cooker town. And I'm not trying to be, you know, snarky about it. I'm just saying, you know, it's not a town where people are going to be, you know, calling for Matt Ryan's head if he has a bad season next year.
See, and I disagree with that. I think the expectation is higher. Now you're talking about, you know, record-breaking numbers. This isn't just another guy who got the same deal as somebody else. And by the way, if there's this is not a pressure cooker town, then shame on us.
No,
I'm not talking about us as a whole. I'm talking about this city.
Yeah, we bring the heat, and we're told we're idiots to say, I need more touchdowns from Matt and Julio. Sit on this, guys. 220-some-odd million dollars for two touchdowns. Now, we're talking about this next year for the new salary. But Julio got 72 and change. Matt's got $150 million coming his way in the extension. You got to get more production. That's what I want to see.
I agree. But I'm not saying you and I. We know what we do, and I think our listeners appreciate the fact that you can come to us for the real. I'm simply saying if you're one of the fans who's like, I couldn't care less, it can't be that way. There has to be an element of passion and concern if you are really into this, if you are connected to this football team, if you are cheering for this city and this team to have championships. It's why it meant so much to Philly.
Right.
There's a difference. So if that's what we want to be, so be it. But I'm not going to be that on the radio, and I'm certainly not going to be that when you see me. I'm not going to accept that. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not pointing us out specifically, but I do agree with you that us being a newspaper town, sometimes where they should go,
right,
they don't.
No, until the guy's being kicked out of town, then they all jump in. But here's the thing about with Matt and this team. Is he the best quarterback we've ever had in franchise history? Yes. Does he have all the records for wins, yardage, all that? Yes. Better than Bartkowski, better than Mike Vick. Because although Mike Vick put fans in the seats, brought people to Georgia Dome,
didn't win enough.
You know, and then also, I mean, I know we all feel warm and fuzzier about Mike now, but he also left us high and dry in 2007. That happened. That'll never change. So in the case of Matt Ryan, there's always going to be people who feel they got to be overprotective because of the people that are still in the Mike Vick camp, which is great. I mean, we all know what Mike accomplished here, but it has no bearing on what Matt is. So that's a ridiculous argument. But I think people get so hyper-defensive about that they're never going to ever criticize Matt. Like even in the game against the Saints last year at Mercedes-Benz, he throws three picks on three consecutive series. Okay, we went from 38 touchdowns to 21 last year. That's a problem. So is it Sark? Is it Knapp? All I know is, Carl, we knew the contract was coming. I just hope that our coach, Dan Quinn, has got the guys in place to figure out how to maximize what is now a giant chunk of our salary cap and get some more touchdowns out of this offense.
404-741-0929. That is the phone number for you to chime in. Follow us across all social media platforms, guys. The radio station, 929 The Game. He's at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Matt Ryan has a 95-63 regular season record, 4-6 in 10 playoff games, one Super Bowl appearance. I think if you get into the numbers, they speak for themselves. But for me, ultimately, if I was to ask you right now, what's the legacy? It's not over yet.
Right.
But what's the legacy? And that's what we're talking about here. You know, we're talking about when you say, man, he's the first $30 million quarterback. What'd he do? I didn't see that guy.
Well, here's the thing. The guy who is now the highest paid quarterback in the NFL was 17th in touchdowns last season. So that's why, I mean, as we said, that's why I wanted more depth on the offensive line. I know we bang on that all the time. Just because you've got so much invested in it.
Yeah.
You know, yes, Trufant's got his deal, and that's fine, and Alford got his. But the big money, it's Julio, it's Matt. You know? And you invested in another wide receiver. So we've got all these weapons,
and
man.
Sanu too. I mean, I've said this. All of the money has been spent on the offensive side for the most part.
So what do you guys think? I mean, we all knew this was coming. Here it is. Are you now saying, okay, why couldn't we have done this a month ago or a month and a half ago and freed up some cap space? Or does it not matter? You knew the deal was going to get done. It was a moot point.
Is the expectation the same, though? It's not for me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Ryan and Mike and all these guys are going to say, no, man, it's the same. 404-741-0929. Let's grab Ryan and Marietta. You're in the game, Ryan. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Talk to us.
Hey, guys. You know, I'm kind of indifferent on this one, I have to say, because ever since February and really ever since, you know, Mike kind of stole my thunder a little bit, but ever since Matt Stafford got his deal, I knew that Matt Ryan was going to get 5 years, $150 million, and $100 million guaranteed. That was going to be the number. It was going to be what it was. And it turns out that's exactly what it is. So I really wasn't surprised. What I'm looking forward to, though, is if it's structured correctly, which I have full faith it will be, it's going to free up between $9 to $11 million in cap space this year.
Right.
So we can go out and sign that one-year DP, you know, to really make a run, let Stanat improve. You know, he's not going to be the DT we signed. It's not going to be used as much. He's not going to wear down. And we can use Don Terry Poe as a perfect example. Look what he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now he's got a nice contract in Carolina. So I think Hankins is a guy that's out there that we could get. But the Matt Ryan deal, it's not surprising. He's one of the best at his position in the league. And he was going to get paid. And, you know, that's what happened.
Appreciate your call, man. For guys not familiar, Jonathan Hankins. I don't even know if Hankins fits what Quinn wants, Carl. He's a big guy.
Right.
320, 6'3", signed a three-year deal with the Colts, and they moved on from the contract a year later. So I don't even know if that's even on Dan Quinn's radar, but it is a name that guys recognize. We may reach out to Atiba Rubin, who came out, and maybe Derek Shelby picks up the slack. We brought him back for less money after we cut him, but you're not going to get the kind of production from Deidre Sinnott that you got from Don Terry Poe. What was it, 800-some-odd snaps?
Yeah, it's just a lot of snaps. I mean, that's a lot to ask for a rookie now.
But there's now, if we do want to get somebody who's cut or you do see some more moves between now and when the season starts, we've got some room.
Let's talk to Matt in Woodstock. Matt, you're in the game. Hey, man.
Hey, man, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, you know, we all knew this contract was coming. Y'all have been saying the numbers, and y'all were right on the mark. It's what you're going to get. You either go with a rookie who, and you end up like the Browns, wondering who the heck Baker Mayfield's going to be, or you pay a guy. I mean, you don't have a choice. And, you know, when it comes to this timing, I'm kind of wondering if they were waiting after the draft to see who they got.
Yeah.
Because now they have to decide, are they going to sign our guys? Are they looking for the future? Mm-hmm. Or are we going to go out and get a guy and say, this is our year?
Interesting point. Now, Jake Matthews, by the way, is a guy we thought once Matt's deal was in place, would they give him a long-term contract extension? They picked up his fifth-year option. That's a $12.5 million hit. But it is interesting, as we said, the primary guys, as far as free agents, have all been signed. The only thing I would be interested in is trying to find a free agent to beef up the O-line, and we just talked about the D-tackle between now and when camp breaks, right?
Yeah, and thank you, Matt, by the way, in Woodstock. Great phone call. I am under the impression that most teams, that's kind of backwards thinking, to say I'm going to wait to do the deal and then we're going to address the other needs. Usually it is we need to know before going into the draft what we need so that way we can address it. It's like the Cowboys right now with Jason Witten, who's decided to go to Monday Night Football, not saying anything to him, and then they're going, wait a minute, we could have drafted a tight end if we would have known. So I don't know about the timing of this deal. Again, if you're just joining us, Matt Ryan's deal is done. Five-year extension, $100 million guaranteed. But I think, you know, this was something that Thomas, and I went off on this, and people called me crazy. I said, this was supposed to be the number one priority in the offseason, and it went to the back burner. And that answer, I don't know if we'll get. Why? Was it the circumstances with Tom Condon asking for more? Was it Matt not being ready? I mean, was it the Falcons not being ready? Either way, I do agree the timing is a little bit weird because this normally gets done right as camp gets going.
And by the way, here's the thing. If we get into this mix and we find out that Brandon Fusco, got from the 49ers free agent, he turns out to be the guy, okay. You know, the only other names you and I talked about, we didn't have enough money for Norwell from Carolina.
No, we didn't.
That was too much. Josh Sitton was the former Packer and Bear. That's the one I wanted. He wound up in Miami. But, I mean, the lower end of that free agent market was the guy we got in Fusco. But if he works out, then there's no sense to be crying over Matt not having his deal done by March 1st.
All right, we got time for Mike. And we're going to take more of your calls. Call, because we want to talk to you. This is one of those things we've been waiting for. A lot of Falcon fans reacting to it. And sports fans in our city going, okay, Listen, I want to hear what you're saying. And you're going to be having these conversations with your boys, your family, people at work. We're kind of working through this as we talk about this deal now that it's official. Mike and Buckhead, what's going on? Hey, man.
Hey, a couple quick thoughts. Number one, the timing. I think there's two reasons. I think Sarah's pregnancy played a role in that, and then the draft. They still took a wide receiver, which was not part of a team need, so I'm not sure about that rationale. But I've never – if you go to Twitter right now, I think – Matt Ryan has Donald Trump beat on how divisive that people get. It's unbelievable for a guy who barely says two words that people hate him and love him. I just, it's unreal how it happens that way. And for any future callers, before you call in and say we shouldn't have paid Matt Ryan, Google free agent market and supply and demand, and then form your thoughts, please. Right.
Now, the only other option was, guys, and by the way, you know, there would be some people out there. If Matt had, let's say, struggled and he really, really blew it down the stretch, I mean, you could argue the production was down, but they still feel there are extenuating circumstances. There's other teams, not many out there, because real quarterbacks are hard to find that let Matt play out the last year of his contract, which was never going to happen. By the way, a couple of interesting texts, a couple of guys saying, don't forget, guys, June 1st. That's when you see contracts terminated.
Correct. More salary.
There's more guys that'll be out there on the float if you want to go down that road to maybe beef up either offensive or defensive line.
All right. And by the way, I am perfectly fine and happy that Matt got this extension. And I'll tell you why when we come back. It's Dukes and Bell, 404-741-0929. That is the phone number as we talk about Matt Ryan becoming the first NFL player who will make $30 million per year. Two things going on. Well, one tomorrow. Buckhead will be out there. Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'll do the show live from there. Come on out and hang out with us. Cold beer. Also, our $1,000 National Signing Bonus Contest returns next week starting on Monday. Your chance to win $1,000 each and every hour. All right, guys. Mark DeRosa is going to join us in about an hour, 6:20. We'll get his thoughts on the Braves. Braves did win today. We don't want to neglect the idea that we're not paying attention. We are. They beat the snot out of the Mets.
And Julio Teheran had a no-hitter. He took into the seventh inning before a double down the line broke it up. And then he got out of a bases-loaded jam to preserve the shutout. But the Braves red hot in first place by a game and a half. Does DeRosa think they'll be spenders for once and not sellers at the trade deadline? Again, a lot of baseball to be played, Carl, but it's a hell of a run right now.
It is, man. And Julio Teheran was very good today. You had, you know, Markakis balling. We'll get into this whole lineup stuff. But there's a lot to be happy or excited about with the Braves right now. But today, big story is Matt Ryan getting the deal done, guys, and how you feel about it, as I said. Kind of working through it. Mike, what's been the response, first of all, before we get to Arthur Blank's comments and back to your phone calls, 404-741-0929. Are you getting a mixed response on social media about this?
On Twitter, and the guys are hitting us up on the Salmon Brothers Diamond text line. You got a combination of guys that, like, they're happy for Matt, and a lot of guys are saying, look, whether you like it or not, I think more people are being philosophical. Whether you like this or not, think it's too much or it's too little, this is the going rate. We just mentioned it, man. Paul Millsap is making more than Matt Ryan this year. Roger Goodell is making more. And, you know, I've been the biggest Matt Ryan critic here, but you also have to accept that he is the best quarterback we've had in franchise history. But I don't think, and I think a lot of people are saying, now you've got to demand more from Matt. I've seen that on a lot of tweets today. But this also gets back to the chicken and the egg. Is it Sark? Is it the line? Is it Julio and Sanu not catching the ball? Is it Matt not hitting the guys where they can make a catch? I mean, there's enough blame to go around. One thing for certain, you can't have this much money invested in your two star players, Matt and Julio, and not have as few touchdowns as we did last year.
No. And as I said before the break, I am very excited and happy for Matt. I think that, you know, again, I think this is what was going to happen, and I think it should have happened. And the reason why is when you talk about franchise quarterbacks, and I talk about this all the time, and it kind of, you know, goes in one ear and out the other. Five quarterbacks selected in the NFL draft just a week ago. Five. That's because teams are still looking for this guy. Since 08, we've had a foundation at quarterback, and it's a quarterback league in which we have not had to look around for any other guy. And I think every team in the league, when they find that guy, whether it's Brady or Aaron Rodgers or, you know, pick and choose what quarterback you want to go with, that's the rock. That's the foundation. And so because of that, you know, Matt's got 36 game-winning drives, 27 fourth-quarter comebacks. He's proven he's a winner. And for me, I always talk about this, Mike. Do you have a guy that you feel that can get you there and win it? We do. And we have. So if that the answer is yes, Think about how many teams in the NFL where the answer is no.
Right.
Still looking. No. Guys, so for me, I am excited about what's to come, but that doesn't mean that my expectation is not higher now for Matt. You're still playing at a very high level. And I think, again, the more you make, the more is asked of you, man. And I think the demand now is, listen, I got to see you play better this season.
Well, the question gets back to, and it's how much of this offensive line is a part of it? And one thing we've talked about, a couple guys hit us up on Twitter. You know, we all want the, you know, the great, big, powerful offensive line like the Eagles use. And they use a combination of the standard blocking, but they will go to a zone blocking scheme occasionally. But remember, guys, anybody you think who gets released on June 1st or is a cap casualty, he's got to fit our scheme. So our basically our offensive line is on the field. They didn't address it in the draft. They think they've got the depth. They're happy with it. I guess the attitude is you can plug anybody in to do it. But here's the thing about the line. If the line can't protect Matt, what happens? In 15, we struggled. You take the 15 year and you take last year, Carl, that's 41 touchdowns for Matt. The MVP, your Matt had 38. So what quarterback did Arthur Blank just pay for? Did he pay for the MVP? Did he pay for the one in 15? Did he pay for the one from last year? Because the one in 15 didn't have a center and the one last year didn't have a guard. That's, to me, that's why I harp on this. And I know I drive you guys crazy with the O-line, but Matt's only as good as the protection he's got in front of him.
Well, and I think that was obvious prior to us getting Alex Mack, was it not? I mean, it was blatantly obvious. Let's grab some of your thoughts. Let's go to Patrick and Cumming. Thanks for listening, Patrick. You're in the game with Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's good, brother.
Hey, listen every day, man. I love it.
Thank you, sir.
Everybody that's saying that Matt Ryan, you know, we overpaid and stuff, Matt Ryan's top five quarterback, hands down. There's not another guy out there. I mean, they could be just as bad as the Ravens when they paid Flacco. And we see how Flacco's turning out. My only issue is when you're tying this much money up in Julio and Matt, if they can't produce, we're going to lose guys like Grady, Deion Jones. We're going to lose guys on the defense.
Right.
And our defense isn't going to be able to hold up. And Matt Ryan and Julio may not be able to score as many touchdowns.
Good point. I mean, the Ridley thing makes sense in the sense that at some point Julio will begin to wear down. We're not expecting that this year. We're expecting to go six guns a-blazing. But I agree with him 100%. I mean, you've got to maximize our stars. Our stars have got to produce.
Jerry, you're up next in the ATL. Jerry, how are you feeling today? Hey, man. Well, he's feeling obviously pretty good.
Is that a dog in the background?
I don't know. Maybe he's banging on something back there.
Was that a shooting? What's going on? I'm a little nervous.
Well, when I said let your emotions out, I wasn't going that far.
I hope he's okay.
Jeremy. Is it Jeremy or Jermaine?
Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Hey, man.
What's going on, Jermaine?
Hey, man. Hey, in the words of the great Aaron Rodgers, everyone just needs to relax. I think the Falcons nailed the draft. I think Quinn and the staff are great evaluators of defensive talent, and it didn't surprise me at all that they took someone in the third round. You just couldn't pass up on Ridley and the cornerback, for that matter. Mm-hmm. I think both of those were needs, despite what everyone thinks. Matt Ryan's contract, everyone knew that was coming. Unfortunately, that's just the going rate of quarterbacks. People act like, you know, they talk about getting rid of Matt Ryan, and they act like franchise quarterbacks just grow on trees,
right.
But it just doesn't happen. You know, once you have that franchise quarterback, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to keep him. Unfortunately, that's just the going rate for quarterbacks. But I think it came at a great time, Matt Ryan's contract. Now we're able to possibly get some value additions via free agency,
yeah. You
know, shore up the defensive line and offensive line even more. So I couldn't be more excited for the season.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for listening, Jermaine. What did our owner say, by the way?
I'm glad you asked me that, Carl. In a statement released by the Falcons, Arthur said, quote, talking to Chris Mortensen, actually, Matt is getting what he has earned, and we all know the marketplace for great quarterback. League revenues are up. Club revenues are up. New stadiums and the players are the heart of the game. Should he have said that about the club revenue being up? So, yes, we're very generous with Matt, and I think he'll be able to feed those new twin babies. Since we drafted him in 2008, he's been the model face of the franchise, a great leader, and he has embraced our values. He has led us on and off the field. That's my statement. I'm Arthur Blank, and I approve this message.
Yeah. That is the that's
Can I call you Carl?
You can, Arthur.
What do you think of the deal, Carl?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Well, it's not your money, so pipe down.
It's not Mr. Blank, but I do contribute to Home Depot. Oh, you don't own that anymore. I'm sorry.
I can't believe Mike moved up to the 300 section. I thought he was a big money guy.
So did I.
What a cheapskate. Well, Mr. Blank, I got things to do this summer. And what's more important than my wife wanted to go to Europe? Why am I talking to myself as Arthur Blank?
I have no idea. You know what? You're a weirdo. You're talking to yourself
like
as Arthur Blank in third person.
I can't
Wait
believe
minute,
you moved
though.
Out of Section 120. You disappointed a lot of people.
Rewind. Your wife wanted to go to Europe. This is the summer of Mike. You wanted to go to Europe.
Mr. Blank, it's my 50th birthday, and I just couldn't afford that personal seat license and do all the other things, so I moved to a cheaper seat, the 300 section.
Yeah, let's tell the truth.
Oh, you're dead to me, Mike.
So Arthur Blank.
Carl, you're not my favorite.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Will you send the car for me, please? Mike, by the way, and obviously we're having some fun with Mr. Blank, who's terrific to us, guys. But that statement prior to all that other stuff was what he had to say. And,
yeah, he actually said Matt's getting what he has earned.
Deserves.
And we all know the marketplace for a great quarterback. To the caller's point, you know, it's a quarterback-driven league. Half the league's looking for a quarterback. I mean, there's tomato cans out there. Every time we had that Kaepernick conversation, there's backups and guys that are starting that are just plain awful. So this is what it's all about. And he says league revenues are up. The best guesstimate, we don't have a solid number, but there's a guess they were just under $14 billion the NFL made last year.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls. 404-741-0929. I want to grab Billy in Woodstock. Billy, you're in the game. Hey, man.
Am I up?
Yes, sir. Talk to us.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Glad to be on. Thank you, man.
First time calling in, but my feelings are kind of all over the place about this thing, man. I'm being a former football player myself. It drives me nuts when I hear the term quarterback-driven league, considering I used to be a defensive player. that phrase alone kind of driven the league in a certain direction as far as, like, how they pay people and how they pay based on position. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to get into the politics of that. But I think we've addressed everything except for the kind of bipolar condition of the fan base of Atlanta and Georgia in general when it comes to the quarterback position, because, like, Mike tipped into it. I'm a little bit more leaning, like, where he's at. Like, when Michael Vick was here, I think part of the fan base still kind of holds on to that. You know what I mean? Mm. So I think that's the reason why they get excited when they hear names like Deshaun Watson and, Lamar Jackson get thrown around.
Yeah, listen.
But they got to let it go. I mean, because here's the thing, bro. I'm with you. But, I mean, that time has passed. Matt put fannies in the seats and gave us some great moments, but he's never taken us as far as Ryan has. So, I mean, we got to put that to bed.
It's not anything but result-driven. These are result-driven statements. This is not whether we like a guy. He didn't win enough. We love him, but that's the facts. Coming back with more of your phone calls. Billy, I appreciate you listening in Woodstock. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Big story, Matt Ryan. Coming up, Mark DeRosa is going to join us at 6:20, and we'll recap a few of the other stories that are going on today. But this is the one that the ATL is talking about. It is Dukes and Bell. Normally we do, in case you missed it, with Mike Conte. Today, a little bit different as we continue to take your thoughts. By the way, you can hit us up on social media, 92.9 The Game. By the way, our Twitter computer, Vision Computer poll is up. Vision Computers, where the average hold time for support is less than 15 seconds. It has to do with the Braves today, guys. As the Bravos get a nice victory. And, Mike, you said it. First place for the Atlanta Braves right now.
Yeah, man. Mark DeRosa, you'll get his take on if this thing keeps on trucking the way it is, can we get Liberty Media to go, oh, what is that, cobwebs? Oh, that's your wallet. Go pull some money out and see if we can maybe beef up this bullpen. Because if the young pitchers still got to establish themselves, but right now all signs and all trends are really pointing in the right direction for the Bravos. Just took a Mets team that had been red hot and smoked them. And, I mean, the young pitchers, the young stars, Albies, Acuna, and even seeing, like, Marquez kicking it. Mm. And that's one thing you'll hear from Mark DeRosa. There's not a weak spot in this Braves lineup right now, and it's only getting better.
Poll question, guys. What are your expectations for the season now? World Series, NL East champs, wild card, or above 500? Go vote on our Twitter page at 929 The Game, and you can participate.
Well, like, until the Nationals prove they can get their house in gear with their third manager in six seasons.
Right. It's a problem.
By the way, you know what would be really cool?
What's that?
Liberty Media?
What's that?
You know who's going to be out there?
Who?
Bryce Harper.
Love to make a run at him. Love to make a run at him.
You want to put this team over the top? You want to make this team the story every day? Go get that guy.
No, I agree. And you add him into the mix of
just
young stars.
Just a thought.
Well, no, I think.
Although, I know. I mean,
it's legitimate thought.
There'll be some Braves fans right now. We don't want him.
Crazy.
Oh, yes, you do.
You're crazy. No, I'd take Bryce Harper in a second. Now, do I think he's a jerk sometimes? Yes, but I want him on my team.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't care about that. 404-741-0929. We'll hit the top stories coming up at 6. For those who missed it, Kirby Smart, in all of this, gets an extension today. 7 years, $49 million for Kirby. So we'll talk more about that coming up as well. So big day for the Dogs, but a big day for the Falcons and their organization as they extend Matt Ryan 5 years, $100 million. I want to take a few more phone calls, Mike, as we've been talking
about this. It's $150, $100 million guaranteed.
Yep. Right. So, and by the way, the big number doesn't matter because it's only about the guaranteed money that he's going to get.
And by the way, you and I were talking about this earlier.
Unless he plays out the entire contract.
Real quick, guys. Now, I don't know about you guys. You ever get a bonus for sales if you work in sales? You know how much Uncle Sam takes out of that bonus check? We see
half.
It every quarter.
Half.
Well, when you hear a guy make $150 million, you know, Uncle Sam takes a big bite out of that tax bracket. So I'm not trying to say world's smallest violin for professional athletes, but just because you hear that money, it's not exactly what this guy's going to be banking.
I hate the IRS. Have I said that to you already?
You haven't been audited.
They took everything else, though. Goodness gracious. Mike in Noonan, you're in the game with Dukes and Bell. Mike, what are you thinking about this? Welcome in. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, real quick. I kind of feel like it's the offensive line, because if we look back at Matt's his breadth of work, he's been pretty consistent. He has good stuff, but I think the challenge is he doesn't have time. The receivers don't have time to run their routes. When we had Gonzalez, they had to throw underneath short routes because he didn't have time. Always under pressure. So I think when we had some pieces that we added, things got better.
Right.
If we don't continue to do that, things won't get better. If we have these thoroughbreds who can outrun people, but we don't have time for them to run the routes and do the checkdowns, then they won't be effective and efficient.
Right.
You look at Peyton Manning. The guy's arm couldn't throw a ball more than 10 yards, and they won a Super Bowl because they had a supporting cast. So I think we have to do that if we really want to be a contender.
I'm with you, brother. We talk about it all the time. You know, when Matt throws for 20 touchdowns last year, 21 touchdowns in 15, it was about the offensive line, not having, you know, an offensive line that could do the job for him. Remember, we talked about moving on from Todd McClure, and then Cons couldn't do the job. Matt still had some good numbers in 13 and 14. But as far as this offensive line, I believe they feel, Carl, they've got the guys ready and up to the task. It's a zone blocking scheme. Can we get a short yardage conversion? That's the thing that drives me crazy. But it's all connected. It's not all about Matt. So what's the point of giving Matt all this money if you can't keep him upright?
Chandler in Marietta, you're up next on Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
To me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, I'm real happy about him getting the contract. Don't get me wrong. I think that he's our quarterback. I love him. You know, I have faith in his abilities. But my only concern is with the rising amount of guys getting this kind of guaranteed money, especially talking about $100 million, my only concern would be, do we know, you know, that he will without a doubt give that 110% each game when he's got $100 million guaranteed? I mean, I don't think he's that kind of guy, but, you know, that's my only concern.
Okay, Chandler, wait. Hold on, Chandler. I want to understand what you're saying. Are you saying he's going to not give the maximum effort that he's already given this team because now of the new deal? Is that your concern?
That would be my concern, but I'm not questioning what – I mean, I guess I am questioning what – but I know he has given that in the past, but –
no concern. Chandler, no concern. I think Matt, when he was making his rookie deal, and this goes back again, he was drafted 08.
Right.
This goes back to when they were guaranteeing quarterbacks money before you had accomplished anything. I think Matt's work ethic is not a problem. You can't question that and then go, well, I want to know he's going to give us the same effort on every Sunday
right.
because he's got this new deal. This is not that situation. I've never concerned myself with the effort or the preparation or the first guy in or the last guy out of the building. That's never been the issue for Matt. It's been all these other circumstances that, you know, Mike continues to throw out there, whether it's been O-line, pristine pocket,
right.
receivers not catching the ball, don't have a solid running back. It's been all these other things. The work ethic has always been there.
Right. Now, look, I mean, it's not like Matt was perfect last year. I mean, we saw some picks. We saw some balls out of bounds where the receivers couldn't make a catch. We saw 12 interceptions last season for Matt. You know, we saw 16 back in the 15th season. Remember Matt was throwing to those linebackers doing the peekaboo in the middle of the field? That was a problem? I mean, the thing is, we got spoiled with Shanahan. I just hope – see, we just said earlier in the show, where's the pressure? Is there, Carl, you asked, how much pressure now is on Matt with his deal?
Mm-hmm.
For me, the pressure is squarely on the shoulders of Steve Sarkisian.
Has been.
I mean, Sarkisian had Knapp come in, and it's also on Dan Quinn because he brought this guy in to run this offense that Shanahan ran like a Swiss watch, and last year it was all over the place.
Real quick, this just in. David Fizdale, a guy we had talked about being the Hawks head coach, named the New York Knicks head coach. So take Fizdale's name off the list for our Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, but that's all right. If you like him, we'll have him in 2 years anyway.
No, I agree. That's a terrible place to be. Fiz, we love you.
Dead man walking.
But, yeah, I wouldn't have taken that job. So Fizdale becomes the Knicks head coach. Let's continue with your phone calls as we talk about Matt Ryan. Again, you might be just getting in the car going, Dukes, about what's going on today? Braves won. Yes, they did. But Matt Ryan has a new deal. And so, Mike, as you were saying, the total amount of the deal, $150.
Yeah, it's a five-year, $150 million contract. It makes Matt Ryan the first $30 million quarterback. You look at Matthew Stafford's deal. That's the one we kept looking at and saying, take Matt's deal, Matthew Stafford, and throw on, what, 8, 10, whatever the percentage was. Everyone freaked out over Garoppolo's deal and then the Kirk Cousins with the $84 million guaranteed. But Matthew Stafford got $92 million guaranteed, and we thought Matt might even get more. So it's $100 million. How that helps with the cap, we'll soon find out. And then there will be some cap casualties around the NFL, and maybe, just perhaps, there's some more guys we could maybe bring in this mix if you feel you need that on the O-line.
All right, let's go to D in Alpharetta, and you know it starts with the D. What's going on, D?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are
you? Hello, lady.
Good, good. I'm not worried about Matt Ryan or the contract. Give the man his money. He deserves it. He's earned it. Just give it to him. What I am concerned about, what does bother me, is what's going on with Julio and dropping all those passes. Why isn't he getting into the end zone? Now, I'm willing to give Julio a pass with Sarkisian and everything like that, but that has to be better.
Right.
That aspect of our offense has to improve. Matt Ryan has shown over time when the pieces are there and everything's clicking, he's on.
Right.
It's not an issue of whether he's inconsistent or he's throwing interceptions all over. He's not Joe Flacco. Cut that crap out about Joe Flacco. The problem is where is the percentage has gone down so much with our receivers this past year. So that's where I want to see the improvement on. I'm not worried about Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is a workhorse. He goes in and he does what he needs to do. He has proven that he is that man that cares about this team and will do his best to get his team where it needs to be. But we need those receivers to step up. We need that tight end. We need those tight ends to step up.
Hey,
That's where my concern is.
D, I'm with you. I say it all the time, Austin Hooper, we got to catch a break. But Austin Hooper has got to be a better, more viable option in the red zone. Sanu and Julio. Julio, man, those 13 drops last year, including one that would have helped you beat Carolina. Those all add up to not having home field advantage for us last year.
D, don't be a stranger. Great phone call. We love it. Ladies, you are welcome to chime in. Mike and I are at these games. We see you guys. There is as many women football fans and Falcon fans as there are guys. Chime in because I know you're feeling some kind of way. D, thank you for calling.
Hey, tomorrow join us at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, guys. We'll be doing the show. We'll come on down. We'll celebrate Quattro de Mayo. We'll celebrate Matt's contract. Drinks on Matt. So come on down and join us at Buckhead from 2 to 7. Lots of fun shenanigans. The big three stories are coming up next, Dukes.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.